Futures Edge Tire Wednesday. The latest WASDE raised this year's Fed Steer price by 35 cents to $143.15 a hundredweight, and the 2022-23 corn price by a nickel to $6.80 a bushel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of October. Weekly negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $144 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $145 to $148 in Nebraska, and $145 to $149 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $230. Cattle futures edged higher, though, with the mainly friendly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. We'll have more about those estimates momentarily. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 29 cents higher, except for unchanged and 12 cents lower in two away contracts. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher, except for 12 cents lower in near D's. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally mixed through May of 24, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 12 to 19 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly fractionally lower to 2 cents lower. Choice box beef cutout value was 9 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $246.66 a hundredweight. Select was $1.41 higher at $214.26. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma on Wednesday. A day earlier, long-weaned steer and heifer calves traded $2 to $3 higher, while unweaned calves sold steady. There were 6,811 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, yearling steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds and 950 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower, but steady at 1,001 to 1,050 pounds. Yearling heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold mostly steady. There were 3,991 head on offer. Steers weighing 600 to 925 pounds sold $8 to $14 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Steer calves weighing 300 to 600 pounds sold $7 to $10 lower. Heifers weighing 400 to 900 pounds sold unevenly steady. There are 2,876 head on offer. At Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $4 lower, but steers weighing 900 to 950 sold steady to $3 higher. With limited comparable heifers, those weighing 950 pounds sold steady. There are 2,380 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 1,514 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed again Wednesday after another whipsaw session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 28 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 9 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.54 to $2.08 lower through the front six contracts. Now, back to those WASDE numbers. USDA raised the expected annual 5-area direct fed steer price for this year to $143.15 a hundredweight. That was 35 cents more than the previous month's estimate based on current strength and packer demand. Projected fed steer prices are $148 in the fourth quarter. They're projected at $151 in the first quarter of next year and $152 in the second quarter, with a 2023 annual average price of $154. Beef production next year is projected to be 1.77 billion pounds less than this year, or 6.3% less at 26.43 billion pounds. Moving to the input side of the ledger, USDA reduced expected 2022-23 corn production by 49 million bushels to 13.895 billion bushels, with reduced yield of 171.9 bushels an acre. Corn ending stocks were cut by 47 million bushels. The season average price received by producers was raised by a nickel to $6.80 a bushel. As for soybeans, production was forecast at 4.3 billion bushels, down 65 million bushels on lower yields. Soybean yield was projected 0.7 bushels per acre less at 49.8 bushels. The U.S. season average soybean price for 2022-23 was forecast at $14 a bushel, down 35 cents from the previous month's estimate. Soybean meal and oil prices were unchanged at $390 a short ton and 69 cents a pound, respectively. Finally, wheat production for 2022-23 was reduced by 133 million bushels to 1,650 million bushels on lower harvested area and yield. Projected ending stocks were lowered by 34 million bushels to 576 million, which would be the lowest since 2007 and 8. The season average farm price for wheat was raised by 20 cents a bushel to $9.20 on reported NAS prices to date and expectations for futures and cash prices for the remainder of 2022-23. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.